Visiting today with Mayor Eli Steins on our program. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Jim.
Well, here we are, last regular meeting of this fiscal year.
That's right. Wrapping up the fiscal year strong.
You did, and actually had some pretty good numbers. Okay, some issues there for fire and police department and projects or things they wanted to do working on. Timing doesn't work out, but the council willing to, again, take the allocated funds and allow those to roll over into the next
Both
year.
Both fire and police had local option sales tax funds set aside for purchases for the fire side, a new vehicle that wasn't able to get scheduled for this fiscal year, so that money will roll over to next fiscal year to get that purchased. Yeah. And then for a joint training center for police and fire, the planning not quite all there yet, so roll that money over from fiscal year to fiscal year to make sure that we can do it right.
Those dollars already committed, so
yes,
we've just got them set aside.
Yep, absolutely.
Andrea will take care of
it. Yep.
Well, the finance office now,
absolutely.
So we've got that part going on. A couple of things right away as you started the meeting last night. Filled out the fire department. They had a couple of vacancies because of retirement and things. And we have some new firefighters.
Yep, new full-time firefighters. That was occurred before the meeting. So that was a really quick turnaround. We were able to make sure their physicals were passed and everything like that. So we're able to do that ceremony right before the council meeting and get their photos and everything like that.
So we had Drew Schwering, who was very close to completing his paramedic certification.
Yeah, that'll be great.
And Mike Salati,
yep. Yeah.
So joining the fire department.
Full-time.
Full-time firefighters in the history, I believe, number 95 and 96.
Yeah.
So, again, it doesn't happen often, but it does cut down on the... A lot of the overtime you guys run into with fire departments. So
definitely.
That's been one of the challenges there. We did have a couple of residents that did want to come and talk to the council and express some concerns or just bring some issues to the council.
Yes.
Drew Demery, the first resident, southeast side of the city.
Yes. in the southeast part of the town, Aldridge Avenue over there, concern that he brought forward was a concern we've actually heard before in the past, which is a lack of sidewalks in that particular neighborhood. There are a couple of other neighborhoods that we've looked at where there aren't sidewalks. All new residential builds have to have sidewalks put into them. Unfortunately, when these homes were built, that requirement was not in place, so not a lot of the homeowners did not put in sidewalks, so you do have some walkability issues in those neighborhoods. We've been looking at this for the past several years. We did reinstitute the sidewalk assistance program where citizens can apply for a 25% reimbursement for new or repaired sidewalk anywhere in the city, not just that mm-hmm. particular neighborhood. So I'm always open to looking at better ways we can get more sidewalks for people with mobility issues, kids in strollers and things like that, so people of all walks of life can travel our road safely.
Especially when you start taking a look at the walkability and kids going to school and where the kids are.
That's right.
That's where families are locating and stuff.
Yep. So I'm always open to suggestions and working with council on how we can approach this in a manner where we're not, you know, imposing sidewalks on folks against their will and things like that. Mm-hmm. It's actually kind of a touchy subject, so we have to approach it with diligence.
There's a lot of,
there are a lot of moving parts, yep. Yeah.
Well, there's sidewalks and other things to keep coming up. There are certain issues there. The one thing is, you do have a program. And at one time, I think it was a little bit more of the dollars you had available for it. But again, a lot of it depends on the usage. If the council sees that it's a popular program being used, they tend to continue to fund it.
That's absolutely correct. I feel like if that fund were depleted year after year, then council would see people really, really desire this. They want this. What can we do to enhance the program and make it more robust year after year? So check the city website for the sidewalk reimbursement program. If you're looking at putting in a new sidewalk or repairing an existing sidewalk, that will be there to help you out.
I would say you'd stop by the building department and ask them about it, but they may be out doing inspections.
Yeah.
They're busy. There's that issue going on. So
indeed.
So that was one of them. The other, Scott McClure. Dr. McClure as the Equine Hospital out at R.L. Fisher Business Park and had some concerns about the Daisy location.
Yeah, definitely. The properties there would be abutting one another. So whenever there's a big change like this, indeed, this is a big change for the area, there are concerns about about how things will proceed, traffic flow, noise, and things of that nature. And he works with horses, and so that's a very sensitive area. And, you know, as things progress, I think we need to keep those considerations into account as we move forward. That whole area is zoned industrial, general industrial. So this project, at least as far as the already the area that's not agricultural zone, would fit absolutely into the usage case of the area. And so as planning goes forward, there has to be a traffic study. And I think that's the thing that most of the residents have been concerned about, because that's an area of growth. DAISY and DOT are working on that currently, and we'll have a better sense of what needs to occur to accommodate all that traffic.
There's still a lot of, I think people keep asking questions about, you know, hiring and the whole bit.
Yes.
But it's, I mean, they're looking for instant answers, which aren't there.
Yeah, unfortunately, I wish I could provide those answers right now, but it's a process that we all have to work through one step at a time, develop the specific plans for the plant and how things are going to operate. And then those help wanted signs are going to come up pretty soon when they get there.
It takes a little while. We're still a few years away, but a lot of decisions will need to be made in getting up to that point.
Yep, we have to plan this all out one step at a time, but we will get there.
Mm-hmm. I know some people will say, well, why not go back out to the industrial park? Basically, all your land out there that you had access to potentially was acquired, ag certain.
The volume area of land that was needed for this project just was not available there, and proximity to the U.S. Highway 30 is very important as well.
Yeah, so. Anyway, lot more to go on that project.
Yeah, we'll be
anyway,
talking about this for quite a long time.
So one project they are talking about today, you might be around for some of it. You're going to be there for some of the pre-construction meeting.
Yep.
They'll start talking about the Story Street project, which is, by the way, one of the goals for the new fiscal year and moving ahead quickly. But pre-construction, because you're talking a lot of infrastructure things that are going to be done.
That's right. The mill and overlay portion, the actual road portion, does not take as long, but when we're in there, we want to make sure to take care of as much infrastructure as possible as they go along. So today at 10 o'clock up at City Hall Auditorium, there'll be a pre-construction meeting to finalize initial plans for the first stages of the mill and overlay project. And talked with Perry from SEH about how we really need to communicate to the citizens as consistently as possible what like a weekly schedule is, and get that information out for folks so they know what we plan on for the upcoming week, so they can understand where we are and where we will be. So that communication portion is going to be essential to the success of this project.
Yeah, and I know from Public Works, outside of the people lights and stuff, Their big interest is what are we removing? Curb replacement, sidewalks being fixed.
That's right.
Stormwater intakes.
Yeah, stormwater intakes. And then on the park side, we have to get a couple of trees removed as well. So we need to coordinate many different departments all at the same time.
Well, a lot going on. Anyway, that meeting is coming up this morning, as long as we're talking about what Waylon brought to you guys. One of the things that the council did approve is the purchase of a new jet truck, which has been kind of in the planning stage. It's been on the capital projects for, 3-4 years now. I think they've been saving money for this.
Yep. So we finalized that purchase last night. That'll be a great asset for what we're talking about, the stormwater and things like that.
The folks need to realize it's like almost 10 years old, too. So the truck they've had, it's been working, but again, they're talking about, just taking the next step up. And they got good trade value, too. Mm-hmm. So we got that. He also talked a little bit about citywide cleanup. And I know you appreciated the effort they put into that.
That is a lot of hard work for those city employees. And I know all the residents very much appreciate getting some of that stuff worked out of their possession in a streamlined manner. And finding new things along the way, some people do. The amount was down a little bit this year from last year, although Waylon said he didn't feel like it.
Oh, he's a little older now this year.
Yeah, well, yep, year after year.
No, they did, still, you get up 176 tons. That's mm-hmm. a lot.
Yeah, and they finished a little bit ahead of what their schedule was, so that was good. And we'll continue to communicate with the staff and the public on how we can make this project better in the future, make it easier on the staff and beneficial to the citizens.
Well, we do have some projects that are moving forward, both water, wastewater, and again, these were planned because the structures are mm-hmm. getting up there, 25 years old or so, at least that old, or mm-hmm. some hitting 30 now, but roofing projects and things like that need to be done.
Yeah. The replacement and repair of our infrastructure, water and wastewater treatment plants, is something that we've been really focusing on the past few years.
Trying to get that infrastructure.
Yeah.
People don't see it, but it's been there working.
You only notice it if something goes wrong, and we don't want to be in that situation where you notice it.
Yep. So they're working on that, still going forward. Let's see. What other things came up for you last night? Oh, we did complete the rezoning for Hunsucker Development Group, and that will allow them to continue to move forward with their planned project, residential development down on South Marshall.
That's right. Housing and commercial just south of Regency, east of McDonald's there. Be a great project.
Yeah. So they're talking, by the time they get done, about 46 houses. Now, people are looking at the Iowa Economic Development Authority's workforce tax credit program. And those are for developers. It helps mm-hmm. defray some of their costs for going into it. City has to have some buy-in to support it. And at this point in time, the Hunsucker development is a little more in-depth.
This one is, there's some infrastructure needs that are going to have to go in there. And so that's why this one's a little bit more. But that infrastructure is going to benefit the whole area when it gets built out.
With 46 residents, by the time they're done, that's pretty substantial.
Yeah, and these are high-quality residential areas.
So these are all things that are going on, and we'll just watch as they keep building up, too.
Yep.
Did a couple of different things. As a matter of fact, when we talked about Daisy, development agreement, and so one of the things you did is retain the services of Eilers Cooney. They will be working with the city on putting this together.
Yeah, there are a lot of different steps in the process to get to an actual final development agreement, and so the first step is to retain legal counsel in order to get all of these papers together and make sure the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed on that.
Somebody who's worked with these state programs helps immensely.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of paperwork to go through and a lot of legalese to decipher in these processes.
One thing did not happen, and don't know a lot of the particulars about it, but you had wanted to pursue a community development block grant for Tina McDonald's building at 1003 Marshall. Mm-hmm. Found out that it wasn't going to be eligible for a block grant.
Yeah.
But doesn't mean that you guys are going to stop looking at it.
We have to find different avenues to help finance rehabilitation of that area. We had that CDBG block grant on a public hearing for it set. So it had to be on the agenda. Yeah. So we had to take it off since we knew we were not eligible. We didn't have to hold that. But we did go forward and hold the public hearing for the housing needs assessment because that's good for 18 months. And there might be a situation where we have another CDBG and mm-hmm. we can just use that authorization for that housing the housing needs study.
One of those things that Andre Almquist said, recommend go forward with it anyway because there's still other opportunities. So
exactly, we're always trying to find ways we can invest in different portions of our city, and something might pop up in the next 18 months. Is a long time that we'll be able to use that authorization.
So one thing that happened is City Administrator Bill Scarry, he does usually quarterly reviews, and since it's the end of the year, end of the fiscal year, talks about goals, and basically a lot of them out of the for the current fiscal year, the 23-24 fiscal year, pretty well hit a lot of those already on.
So
and already moving into the 24-25.
The 24-25 goals are well along their way, and we had great success in our 23-24 fiscal year goals. One of them was expanding the sidewalk protection programs we talked about to commercial districts as well, made some changes into the availability of that.
Let's coming see, up, Story Street is part of the goal for the new one.
That's the next fiscal year. Yeah. Yep, and that'll be covered, and we'll be able to report progress on that.
Soccer for the property that was owned by the Family Resource Center.
There was initial conversation, this was quite a long time ago, about utilizing property over by the Family Resource Center for soccer fields. It just, the size just wasn't there, but we were able to talk with the school district and to get more soccer fields over the middle school as well.
Let's see, one of the others was some of the park related.
So the last fiscal year, there was an initial study of the parks, just, hey, what are the statuses of all of the parks in the city? And just kind of like a surface level. We got that report quite some time ago. In the next fiscal year, I asked for a 10-year comprehensive plan. So go even deeper. Mm-hmm. Where do we need to go for the future? What do the next 10 years look like for our parks and pool? And where do the investments need to be made?
Because you have to start planning all part of the budgeting process, folks.
Yeah, exactly. And I want to think about some long-range things in the future of our parks.
Well, that's just some of the goals that were reviewed.
Always demo and infill, too.
I know. And it was pretty interesting looking at the new homes that were built where you had the infill lots. What, about 6-7 of them, I think?
7. That was just a small sampling of them, too. I noticed some of them were for a couple years back. So CSO went around and took a look at the properties that we demoed and had new houses built on. And we have a couple more on Green Street that are coming up, too. Just refreshing that housing stock, making new investments in our city. If we can remove homes that are not serving their purpose, and they're usually through some kind of legal action the city has taken to acquire that property.
You've been pretty fortunate to find people that are willing to do the infill housing, though.
Yes.
That's been the really good
thing. Yeah, and on the north side, you know, we kind of noticed that the lot sizes were a little bit smaller based on historical standards, and so we made some changes to our zoning to allow smaller lot sizes up there to really meet the needs of our current housing stock, too, which is going back to that not needing such a large square footage area.
Yeah. You are going to retain a local company to work with you on some new videos.
Yes.
Again, these would be used for promotional videos for the community and a variety of different ones. And people will go, well, why do you need that? Well, part of it is you're out here trying to recruit workforce. You're out here trying to recruit business.
Yeah. We'd like to invite citizens, you know, new people to move to Boone. We'd like people to invite people to visit Boone. So there's actually two different types of videos they're going to produce. One is more on the convention or visitor bureau side, visitation, you know, recreation, things like that. And the other one is a bucket list for your housing. So really advertising the housing stock that Boone has and the assets that you have if you buy a home in Boone.
So again, that's just that's a work in progress. It'll take a little while to get those done, but Nathaniel Brown Productions will be working.
Yep. And we'll run those on all the local television stations, and so you'll probably catch it at some time.
You do work with CVB on this. It's just one of those things, too.
Yep.
Had a proclamation last night.
Yeah, I had a proclamation for June as 2024 LGBTQ plus Pride Month, and Lahoma Simmons was there with the Pride 501c3 in town and was able to take a photograph of me. And so that was a really nice turnout for that.
We had another event, another proclamation. You're getting good at those, bud.
Yeah.
You get to read them all.
So if anybody has an idea for proclamation, please let me know.
Some of the things coming up here, we do, of course, we're hitting into fireworks time. And Yen City does have some code on when fireworks can be discharged. Usually for the 4th of July, it's like the 3rd and the 4th. Within the time frames set up.
Yes, yep, the 3rd and 4th. The purchase times are not the same as the times you're allowed to discharge them. So please keep that in mind. The state determines the time that you're allowed to purchase the fireworks.
Yeah. Which you can do now, and if you're out in the county, I think it's into, you can set those off.
Yeah, so just check the local ordinances for any locality that you happen to be in at any time.
Yeah, they're all, that's
it
the big thing.
It is a patchwork of regulation.
It certainly is. So that's going on 4th of July coming up. Council, at least last night, council did approve an extra day off, but staff will be using a vacation day. So
right,
just the way it falls.
Yeah, Administrator Scarrett came to me. He had some employees ask about, hey, what if we close City Hall for the 5th, which is on a Friday? You know, would that be okay? And I said, well, as long, I wouldn't want to force anybody to use their vacation time if they wanted to come and work and bank it and things like that. But it seemed like everybody was in favor of having that day with their families, because the 4th of July is a pretty evening time celebration. And so City Hall will be closed on the 5th of July.
So through on the 4th and again on the 5th.
4th and the 5th, yep.
Folks,
but we'll try to communicate that as best as possible. So plan ahead if you have any business you need to come into the City Hall for.
Check it out in advance. All right. Otherwise, getting ready to wrap up this fiscal year. Feel pretty good about how your half of it. Again, you only were there for you were
on
council
this side
member
of the coin,
for the first half.
Yeah, it's been a very robust and productive fiscal year, to say the least. And I really look forward to the next one.
Looking forward to as they wrap things up, obviously, even before you get to audit and things like that. I know city staff will be closing out a lot of the accounts, and at least on the finance side of things, we seem to be sitting pretty good position right
now. Yeah, very healthy financial balances across the board. I guess one thing we didn't talk about is we finalized the hire of a recreation director as well.
There was another thing in there, yes.
Yeah. Pending a background check, which I don't anticipate.
So you had some really good applicants, went through the interview process, and have offered the position to some.
Yes, absolutely. There's high-quality candidates that applied, and we had some help from folks with the school district as well as some city council members and staff all together in that hiring committee, and I'm really appreciative of what they did.
Looking forward to that announcement and watching the work that they'll do starting in July.
Yes.
Eli Stein's our guest on our program today. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.